Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Beitzah. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Dalid and Parak Beis Mishnah Hay. Every man must visit the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot on the Shalosh Regalim and bring two karbanos. Karban number one is referred to as the Olas Re'iyah, which is a karban ole, a karban that is completely and totally burnt on the Mizbeach. And the second karban is the Shalmei Chagig, which is a karban shlamim, whose meat is eaten by the owner, his family, and his guests. And like all other personal karbanos, these karbanos require smicha, which means that before the karban is actually shechted, the owner places his hands on the head of the animal and leans down on it with all of his strength. The Mishnah here is going to cite a machlokas as to whether one may bring these karbanos on Yom Tov itself and whether one may perform smicha then. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai or Beishamai says, Mevi'in shlamim ve'ein somchin aleihen, you may bring the shalmei chagiga on a yontif because their meat is eaten. There's some ochal nefesh aspect to it. But you can't perform smicha on them because leaning on an animal is aser midirabbanan. The Chachamim prohibited riding an animal on Shabbos or Yantif because they fear that as a person is riding, he might break a branch off a tree to use as a whip, which is aser midaraisa. Now this rabbinic prohibition, as the Barzanar points out, includes not only riding on an animal but any direct use of an animal's body, and the act of smicha is therefore forbidden on Yantif because the person leans down on its head with all of his strength, and therefore using it as support, which is not allowed on Yontif. So Beis Shammai holds that smicha does not have to be formed immediately before the shechita of the karban, or even on the same day. Therefore, one who offers an animal on Yom Tov, when leaning is prohibited, must do the smicha the day before. Continuing in the Mishnah of Avalo Olos, however, we may not bring the karban ola on a Yom Tov, because they are not eaten but entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore you would have to bring it in such a situation after Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Omer Beis Hillel says, Mevi'in shlamim ve'olos v'somchen aleihem. No, you can bring both karbanos. You can bring the karban shlamim, you can bring the olas ria. At the end of the day, there is a clear pasuk requiring them, and therefore says Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring both of them on Yom Tov and do smicha on it. The Torah describes Yom Tov as a tzeres la'Hashem Elokecha, a yontif for Hashem your God, and Beis Hillel learns from this pasuk that even a yontif, a karban brought for Hashem, meaning for Hashem's mizbeach, such as the olas re'iyah, may be brought on Yom Tov as well, as the Bartanura explains. Now the Bartanura also says that the Mishnah refers only to personal karbanos that are brought because of the yontif. Everyone would agree that other personal shlam and olo karbanos may not be brought on Yom Tov. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Hay. Now, heating water is usher on Shabbos unto the malacha of bishul, of cooking, but it is allowed on Yom Tov because cooking is a food preparation malacha. Anything, like we've been saying, that's ochal nefesh related, that's food related, is allowed to be done on Yontif. The Mishnah here, Perek Beis Mishnah, is going to deal with heating water on Yom Tov for purposes other than preparing food. It says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer Beis Shammai says, Lo yachim adam chamin liraglov elim kein ruuyin lishasiya. A person is not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash his feet, unless the hot water is also fit to drink, because again, according to him, the malach of cooking is only allowed on Yom Tov when it's there for the purpose to prepare food. But says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel ma tirin. But Beis Hillel allows a person to heat up water for this purpose on Yom Tov because they hold that any malacha permitted for the sake of preparing food is permitted for other Yom Tov needs as well. Like we keep saying, the concept of mitoch, that just like since a certain malacha is allowed on Yom Tov for the purpose of preparing food, the same malacha is allowed for other purposes as well. We saw previously in the context of hotzav, carrying on Yontif, where Beis Hillel says, and that's again how we hold, that you're allowed to carry anything on Yontif, even if it's not food related, because it's allowed for food. The same is here when it comes to heating up hot water. He says you can heat up hot water to wash your feet because it's allowed for cooking as well. Finishing off the Mishnah, Ose Adam Medura Umischamim Kenegda, for the same reason, but still holds that a person may make a bonfire on Yom Tov and warm himself before that as well. You're allowed to make a fire for cooking food, and therefore you can make a bonfire on Yom Tov as well. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet taught us that the Beishamah was of the opinion that you can bring the Karban Shlamim, which people eat on Yom Tov because their meat is eaten, but you can't bring the Karban Ola, where the animal is completely burnt, and even the Karban Shlamim, you can't do Smicha, you can't rest on it because of this prohibition from the Chachamim regarding leaning and benefiting from animals on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But Basil disagreed and said, no, that you can bring both the Karban Shlomim and the Karban Ola for Yontif, even on Yom Tov itself, and you can do Smicha on them based on the Pasuk of Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, that it's Yontif for Hashem. So you're doing this all for the Rabbon Shlom as a Karban for Hashem, and therefore you can certainly do everything that you need for those Karbanos. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Hei taught us that according to Beis Shammai, a person is not allowed to heat water on Yom Tov to wash his feet, unless that water is also fit to drink, because according to him, the Malacha is only allowed to be used for cooking, but you can't do the Malacha for anything that's not related to preparing food. But Beis Hillel, Lishitaso, based on his previous opinion as well, holds the concept of Mitoch, namely that any Malacha that is allowed to be done for the purposes of Ochal Nefesh, a food-related preparation, is allowed to be done for any non-food-related preparation as well. And that certainly includes heating up water to wash your feet. That also includes, as the Mishnah concludes, a person making a bonfire on Yom Tov to warm himself up as well. Have a great day.